From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven, you came from heaven, you came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, God, I lift your name on high. Please be seated if you wish, but let's pray together. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to you, God, the creator of the universe, for all that you have made that we can see before us, that declares your glory among the nations. Glory be to you, God, who in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ, came to earth to show us the way, to live and to die for our sake, to rise again the victor over death and sin. Glory be to you, Jesus Christ, exalted at the right hand of the Father. Glory be to you, God, who in the power of the Holy Spirit comes to us every day, with us and through us, speaking in our hearts and minds, motivating us, showing us and guiding us your way and your will. We praise you that your grace and your love extends to us, that you follow us through all our lives, calling, beckoning, loving, and guiding. Glory be to you, Lord, our Father. Glory be to you, Jesus, the Son. Glory be to the Spirit that reigns within our hearts. To you, Lord, be all the glory. Amen. Let's sing again, bringing glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Let the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, And still my soul will praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And we continue to sing. It's all up and down. Not to worry. We're going to sing one more, Far and Near, which I hope you have in your order. Coming up. Yes, here we go. We'll get there. If you're not quite sure of this, I'll do my best to lead it, but hopefully enough people know it. Far and near, hear the call, worship him, Lord of all. Families of nations come, celebrate what God has done. Far and near, far and near, far and near, hear the call, worship him, Lord of all. Families of nations come, celebrate what God has done. Deep and wide is the love heaven sent from above. God's own Son for sinners died, rose again, he is alive. Chorus. Sing out loud, say it strong, what of God, what God has done. Thou didst die, thou didst die, once again, he is alive. Okay, keep playing, we'll see what words we've got next. Next verse, please. Next verse, please. Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. There is another verse, but everything we haven't got it. Not to worry, we've made the point. Be seated, please be seated. Our focus, as you are following over current weeks, is upon versions of the Lord's Prayer. And this morning, we're looking at Luke and the version that we see in Luke's Gospel. We'll hear more of the detail of that a little later, but just let me take the very opening, and it links into what we've just been doing. Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name." Hallowed, a word that means, and the Greek for it is hagiastheto, make holy, be held in reverence, in holiness. So what words could we address, what words could we use to express that preciousness, that holiness, that specialness of God? First thing Jesus calls upon us to do is to recognize God's holiness. We can do that best with words that recognize God's special nature, God's holiness. So I'm going to ask you, each one of you, I'm give you a piece of paper, and there are pens around that are going to come around, and I'd like you to write a word that describes God, a word that says something about the nature, the holiness of God. If you need two words, that's okay. Not a huge sentence, but because you haven't got room for it. But a word or two words that express that nature of God, that holiness, that hagiostheto of God himself. So if I pass some of these out, perhaps you can spread them around yourselves. There's one or two here. There you go. And one or two around there, and some around the back. Take one and pass the rest on. You can tell I was a school teacher years ago. Good. Oh, you've got some pens going round as well. I should have been more up to date in this and got you all to post them on Instagram. I didn't think I'd push my luck. Apart from anything else, I can't make it work myself. Good. We've got some papers coming out. A word, or perhaps two. Write down the specialness, the holiness of God. A word, a phrase. Everyone can contribute on this. I've left the musicians out. That's terrible of me. There you go. You can play this game as well. Very good. You've all written something down, a word or a couple of words. Good. Can I ask you then to pass them to the middle? And if our volunteer here just holds that, if they all come into the basket here, pass them across to the left, to the right, as they say in the song Agadoo. If they all come to the basket in the middle, it's moved. It's heading this way. Someone's got it. There we go. Wonderful, thank you. Good. Have we got the band as well? Bravo. Oh, catch the pens as well. Good. Thank you. So now we can do what Jesus said. He says, start your prayers with, "Our Father, hallowed be your name." And that's what we're doing. Let's pray it together. Let's pray. We praise you, God. We praise you for your forgiveness. We praise you that you are a holy God, a mighty God. That you are the one that is most high, almighty, omnipotent, our protector revealed to us, the all-powerful one. We praise you, the everlasting God, the comforter. We praise you, God, that you are on high, the God that you are omnipresent, that you know everything. We praise you, we love you, we adore you, we bless you, our loving, our always loving God. We praise you that you constantly love and forgive us. We give you praise that you are great, that you are loving, that you are our Savior, our forgiving Savior. You are majestic, O God. You are magnificent. You are merciful. We praise you, God. You are our Father. You love us. You are love, our Heavenly Father, the most merciful one, the most loving. You are love in God. We praise you, God, our Father. We hold your name holy. Amen. Let's hear our first reading from God's Word. Actually, I suppose strictly it's our second, because we've already heard some bits. But we're going to hear Psalm 143. Psalm 143.
Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant to confession. For you are the way to the Lord. If any can choose you, the perfect is the ground. He may be well in the darkness, but he is the best. For my spirit goes into the room. My heart is the truth. I remember the days of all things. I meditate on all the work.
The psalmist there praying to God, recognizing who needs to be at the focus of his existence. Protect my life. Keep me safe. The psalmist, those years ago, seeing that God, the Father, needed to be at the center of his life so that he would be safe. We sing together, Jesus, be the center. Jesus, be the center. My source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my song, Jesus. Be the fire in my heart, be the wind in these sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus, Jesus. vision. Be my path, be my guide, Jesus. Be the fire in my heart, be the wind in these sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus, 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 be my vision, be my path, be my guide, Jesus. Please be seated. Good. Okay, it's quiz time. And I'm going to show you a number of pictures. And they all have one thing in common, but I need simply to know who they are in the pictures. And the pictures have in common the fact that we're talking about three of a kind, or three together, or triplets. So the question is, in each case, who or what are the triplets? Where do they come from? Can we have our first image? Oh, you can go back one. So I'll present you with a series of names, and the question is, who are they? And many of you should have recognized it, and many more should, because they just flashed the answer up on the screen. They are, of course, yes, picture, next one, the Three Musketeers. So you're going to watch out for that. Next slide, please. Okay, bit more difficult for some, perhaps. Luciano, Placido, and Jose. Oh, we've got a cultured audience this morning. Next slide. Yes, of course, they are the three tenors. No, that's not bad. Next. Ah, the youngsters have gone. Oh, they should be onto this one. Okay, all those who are young in heart. They're the horsemen of the apocalypse, you think? Right. You think they are? Why? There's one wise man, and here are three wise men. Absolutely right. Yes. Next. Right. This will date one or two of you. And for younger people in the audience, this may be more difficult. Yeah, I can see one or two of you staying alive. yeah, next slide. And there they are. I'll just leave that for a few seconds for one or two of you. Okay, next please. Right, you've got a choice here. Two generations of them. So you've got a good opportunity here. We think, yes, it's in the back of your, yeah, on the tip of your tongue. The band's got it over there. You can see what a sort of youth they lived. Go on then, band. Who are they? Next slide. They are indeed Charlie's Angels. Yes. And you can have either the originals, or you can have the more of a recent version. Next one. Okay, this will certainly date one or two people. Who are they? So you think they're the Sand Dancers? Next slide. Yes. Wilson, Keppel and Betty, the infamous, wonderful, unique talent of the sand dancing. They changed Betty quite frequently, apparently, but Wilson and Keppel stayed the same. Next one. Where are you, young people? This one's for you particularly. All together. Absolutely. Young and old. Not sure which of those versions I prefer, but not to worry. Next slide. This will test one or two of you. You can work out one of the names, but the question is, what's the triplet name? And they're saying over there, Destiny's Child. And they're the, oops, back one. Yep. The original was where they start off, and then one became a super galaxy star. You always feel sorry for the other two. What in those conditions sometimes? Diana Ross, can anybody name the other two of them? I can't, I must confess. But you've almost got that here, but yes. Okay, next one. This is one suitable for a few. You've spent a misspent youth, haven't you, watching all these films? Next slide. They are indeed, yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The third in the Spaghetti Western trilogy at the time. How about this one? You're saying Rice Krispies over here? Yes, of course they are. Whatever else could they be? I think we've got at least one. Have we got one more? Yes, we have. Make it nice and easy for you. Next slide. Yeah, absolutely. The Lord of the Rings story. The three parts to it. Right, this one. Bit hushed over on this side. Luigi, Bowser, and Mario. Now, they're not the other three tenors, before you think that. We've got it here. Next slide. Yup, there they go, Super Mario. It's before my time. And finally, I think this is finally, this is more tricky. I wouldn't have known this one without looking it up. Any offers at all? The names look slightly Arabic. What were the Arabic peoples quite good at that we weren't in this part of the world until relatively later? Say again? Not quite. Let's see what the answer is. Back one. They are the three stars on Orion's belt. We all know Rigel and Betelgeuse. There's the three in the middle. Orion's belt, named by the Arabs, along with numbers of other stars. What other threesomes can you think of? I know we are, having mentioned Wilson, Keppel and Betty, you've now got that fixed in your mind, some of you. I can't get that image away. Any other threesomes that you can think of? Good one. Yeah, Crosby, Stills, I'm not sure what Young thinks about that, but yes, the original. Any more? Okay. Go with that. Yeah, I'm thinking back to the Three Stooges, but that probably dates me terribly. So, yeah, I'll give you that. The Andrews sisters and the Beverly sisters. Yeah, I'll go with those. Yeah, also signs of a misspent youth in both cases. Triplets. Triplets, fascinating. Why do things come in threes? And we're going to see a little bit of a reasoning behind it. It's partly, I think, a reinforcing thing. When something comes once, twice, three times, when there's a threesome evident, it reinforces the concept. The whole, if you like, is more than the sum of the parts. And I want to see how this relates to what we have in the Lord's Prayer. So let's have our second reading from Luke in chapter 11, and we're going to see what that has to say for us. Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Thank you. In fact, the Lord's Prayer in both versions is full of reinforcing triplets. In verse 2, we open with a triplet. Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. In three ways, God is described and worshipped. God as Father, God as Holy, God as Ruler. A triplet. The petitions that follow it in verses 3 and 4 are a triplet. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation. A triplet of petition following the triplet of adoration. If you go to the longer form that you find in Matthew's Gospel, you find the same pattern. In fact, in some ways even more subtly, because you'll think of the opening, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That little phrase, on earth as it is in heaven, many commentators believe doesn't just apply to thy will be done. It applies to the previous two. And linguistically, that's entirely justifiable. In terms of reading biblical text, you get a phrase like on earth as it is in heaven. It doesn't just apply to the previous clause. It applies to clauses before that as well. And it gives a whole new meaning. Hallowed be thy name on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you see what I mean? Do you see how it amplifies the meaning? It gives it, it transforms. It's not this wishy-washy, oh, hallowed be your name up there in the sky. No, it's praying that your name may be held holy on earth. It already is in heaven. Read Isaiah chapter 6, and the angels are singing one to the other in his vision. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. They're singing that. It's held in holiness there. The prayer is for it to be holy on earth as it is in heaven. Notice also that in verses 3 and 4 here, give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not. The triplet here is a community triplet. It's not just personal. We're very tempted to pray this prayer and think of ourselves. I'm sorry, God, I got things wrong. Forgive me. Please keep temptation away from me. I think it's missing a point. The word here is us each time. Community responsibility. You're praying as a community, as a fellowship of faith. You're not on your own. It's part of a community, the apostles in this case, the followers of Jesus. One is to help the other. Give us this day. Daily bread. That's a tricky word. It seems to mean something like bread appropriate, suitable for the day. And putting it in community context, it then makes sense. If you've got three loaves and you have them, there's enough for the community so long as you share some of your loaves with those that do not have it. There is enough. A few years ago, the calculation was made that there's enough food on earth on a regular basis to feed the whole world twice. It's probably a bit less than twice now because of the population increase. But the fact remains, there was enough food to feed the world twice. The problem is the distribution. But there's God has provided. We need to make sure, give us each day the bread that's appropriate for the day. Likewise, forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who sins against us. It's a corporate thing. You want to be forgiven? Look around the community. Who have you offended? Who's going to be offended by you? It's a community prayer. What do we do to build up the body, to strengthen it in these ways? Lead us not into temptation. Where do the actions of one person lead another person in the community astray? It's a prayer for the community, the body of Christ, to be supported. And Jesus reinforces this in the next few verses with basically a humorous story in verses 5 to 8. You got a friend, you go to him at midnight, say, lend me 3 loaves. A friend of mine's arrived, I haven't got enough food to offer. No, don't bother me. Door's already locked, the children and I are in bed, I can't get up. And the picture here is of the typical house of that time. You've got a big sort of living space where most things would take place. And beyond that, you've got an area where the animals are kept. And beyond that, you've got the sleeping area raised up. Now, if you're going to get up, you've got to go through the animal area in the dark to go and get to where you need to sort the bread out. You don't want to do that. You can almost imagine the dialogue. Oi! It's your turn.
No, it isn't. I went last time. Yeah, well, I went the time before that. My foot hurts. Yes, but I've got to work tomorrow. You've got all the washing to do. You go. Oh, I don't want to. I'm warming it. Well, so am I. You know the dialogue. You know? And eventually they'll go, as he says in verse 8. They'll surely get up and give you what you need. So in verses 9 and 10, Jesus follows it up. The essential of persistent prayer. Ask. It will be given to you. Pray to God because he's going to do something about it. He is. Jesus is saying the essential of persistent prayer to God. Expect an answer. So let's come back to our triplet in verses 3 and 4. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who sins against us. Lead us not into temptation. The challenge is, as a fellowship, how do we do these things in practice? With an emphasis on thinking of our community, our fellowship. What do we do? Very conveniently, we're in this room without fixed pews. And this means we can adjust the chairs a little bit. I'm going to invite you to gather into perhaps 4 groups. We can have some, maybe 1 group here, and 2 groups in the middle, and 1 group at this end. And if you can move the chairs around a little bit to be a group. I've got 4 largest sheets of paper. And we're going to ask you, just for 2 or 3 minutes, write down, talk, write down 1 way that the fellowship can respond to each of those bits of the triplet. Give us each day a bread suitable for the day. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Lead us not into temptation. 3 or 4 minutes. What can you do in practice as a fellowship here to make these things happen? So you've got a sheet each. Appoint 1 scribe. And if you write them down, and we will put them up as we come towards our finish. Just 3 or 4 minutes. How do we bring these things to happen? How do we ensure each has his daily bread? How do we ensure that we forgive our sin, we forgive each other our sins? How do we ensure we do not lead others astray? Try and be as specific as you can. Try and be as specific as you can about it. Two minutes. Just another minute. Half a minute more. Okay, let's collect up one or two of these and see what we have. Be kind to others, share what we have, love each other, do not judge. Support in prayer, talk and listen, live as an example. Fellowship, accept and offer, forgive, make a plan, enthusiasm. Leadership. Oh, that was a nice acrostic there. Communicate, invite, energy, patience, food gap banks, forgiveness, checking on neighbours, supporting each other. The practicalities. This prayer isn't simply a wishy-washy prayer. It is a prayer of action in which you call upon God to support, to be there, to give you the power and the resources to do it. And even in this shortened version in Luke, it's immensely powerful on that. You get these 3 points of worship and then these 3 points of action to carry out the things that will make the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, that will bring about God's will on earth as it is in heaven. And yes, you'll get nudged and you've got to go through the stables at night and get through the animals to go and answer the prayer sometimes yourself, to do something about it. That's what Jesus is saying in this Luke story. The message for us is that Jesus should be in charge. God as Father acting through Jesus the Son, because they must be in charge of our lives. They must reign. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So let's close our time together on that theme of inviting God to reign in our lives. Over all the earth, you reign on high. But the prayer is that you reign in me again. Let's stand to sing together. Over all the earth, you will reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, and my only aim, is that you reign in me again. You'll reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. You mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me,
reign in your power over all my dreams, all my darkest hour. You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams, when my darkest hour. You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? Blessing and honor, thanksgiving and praise, more than we can utter, more than we can even think of, be to you, glorious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by all angels, all people, all creatures, to be honored and worshipped forever and forever.